Welcome to Tuesday morning. It's another day at work. The police are coming for me, so I'm going to try and keep this quick. No, they'll never find me. You'll never catch me, copper! I'm having my first cup of tea, so yeah, it might get a little bit crazy, but... Oh, sweet, sweet caffeine. I have missed you so. It's been 8 hours since we last danced, and I have missed your sweet caffeinated kiss. Okay, so getting back to the update. This is a little update for August. What's happened, what will be happening, what I hope will happen. So last week was basically a clusterfuck. Work was insane. Super busy, lots of meetings, lots of minions messing up, impossible to get anything done. And when I get home, you would think I would have time to record, post, comment. No, because my computer decided to fuck me over big time. And this is the computer that I have built, lovingly built, with my own two hands, given my blood to. I don't know about you, but when I build a computer, sorry, tea time. So good. When I build a computer, it always involves a blood sacrifice, because no matter how expensive the case, it always draws blood. Is it Korn, the blood god? I know that Zanesh was the sex god. My lights. Yeah, Warcraft. No, not Warcraft. Oh my god, did I just mix up? I definitely need more tea. What is it? Zanesh, what? Wait a minute. Games Workshop. I cannot remember what it's called. Warhammer! There we go. Warhammer. And, you know, war something. I was close. Normally it takes me about 3 cups of tea to be able to function in any meaningful manner. So, where was I? Yes, my computer broke down completely. In the last 7 days, well, not even 7 days, say 6 days, I've had multiple reinstallations of Windows. I have had to take out every component, reinstall it. It's been kind of really, really annoying. Just thinking about it's getting me all twitchy. And it got to the point where I thought I had it sorted and I reinstalled all my stuff and then it just completely fucked me over again. And what's really annoying is all of my edging audios were wiped out. My birthday audio for a very special person also wiped out. So, fuck. Fuck! Balls, bollocks, and bum. Yeah, so last week was pretty damn shitty. I have everything up and running now. I have threatened it with a magnet if it ever goes wrong again. And I'm thinking that we're all right. Now, what is really annoying is all of my audios, I don't know what that was. All my audios got wiped out. So I am re-downloading various Gmail archives, and someone who downloads a lot of my audios have given me their copies. So that's all a bit messed up. So it's going to be a bit thin on the ground, new material-wise, for the next week or so. I don't really do backlogs of audios. Normally, when I post an audio, it's recorded within 24 hours. Usually less. Normally, if I post it at, say, 2 a.m. GMT, I've recorded it at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then I've edited it, and then I just post it and go to sleep. If I post at 2 p.m. GMT, it's normally about 12 hours old, and I just couldn't face editing it in the a.m. So I'm not really one who has a, I have my old audios, obviously, but when it comes to new stuff, I don't batch record. So, yeah, I need to get back into recording and get some new stuff out because I have some ideas. So I do apologize that new stuff, and I just did bunny ears that you can't see. And I just did it again. Okay, new stuff, managed not to do it that time, will be a little thin on the ground. Yeah. So, what do I want to do? I've been rittering on for 5 minutes. God damn it. I want to have another cup of tea, but I'm doing this first. I'm running out of tea. Okay. I really want to try new things. I have a side project, which some people know about, which is separate from DBT. I've decided that I'm not going to cross over on those two, just because they're very different, and that's exploring a whole another part of me. So, I want to get into more scripts. I want to do more girlfriendish audios, a bit more singing, even though I can't sing. My tea's running out. Okay, so I'm just going to cover those. I am not great at scripts because I have some limitations in that. How can I put this? I'm not one who would like to fake stuff. If I come in an audio, I come. And it's just because I have no idea how I sound when I come, so I don't know how to fake it for audio. I can fake, let's face it, everyone in the world can fake an orgasm. That's just stupid to say that they can't. But I don't know how to fake it for audio because I don't... If you ask me right now to fake an orgasm... I don't know. I squeal. I know I squeal. But I don't know how I squeal. I am aware of the sounds that I make, but I'm not sure how exactly they sound at that moment in time. Because they're so fucking ridiculous and squeaky. I'm out of tea. I am officially out of tea. Look. Empty. Well, this is going to get rough. So that brings me a difficulty in scripts. Because some of them are very precise as to when you're meant to come. Also, I print out my scripts at work. Yes, I know. I take advantage of work and I print out dirty, dirty things. I never do anything else dirty at work. No, not me. No, no, no. So I print out scripts, and because I'm very conscious of the sound of rustling paper, I'm limited to 1 page, 2 page, 3 page scripts at a max. I have recently got a tablet and I'm going to use that for script reading. I'm also going to start using my laptop and my Blue Yeti. I have a Blue Yeti that I have only used for recording my Sex on the Phone audio, which I must repost because that's fucking hilarious. And I think that's such a fucking waste. So I'm going to do that. I'll be honest, it is a slight fear issue with me. I do have some issues with my voice that I'm trying to work through and like not give a fuck about. But that's going to be a bit... I don't want to. I really don't want to. Because, yeah. Where the fuck was I? So scripts, I'm going to try and read some of the scripts that I love. I read so many. And I'm going to call them interpretations, because they're not going to be verbatim. They're just going to be a TARDIS interpretation of your script. Please don't hate it, sort of thing. So that should be good, hopefully. Girlfriend audios. I do a lot of voicemails, you might notice. I just find them something that's nice, something short that you can listen to, just make you smile. They can be fairly ridiculous. Cupcake, I'm talking to you. Or sweet, or a little bit sad, reassuring. I just think it's a nice kind of audio. It's a little morsel that's easy to listen to, easy to digest, and can have a lot of feeling. I kind of want to expand those out. Maybe not always in an erotic sense. There will be audios which are longer, relationship-y. Is that even a word? Relationship-ish? Is that a word? Either way. They're going to be longer audios, and they will be sweet, intimate, ridiculous, established relationship audios. And there will be erotic ones and non-erotic ones. And I don't know, is that something... Well, it doesn't matter if anyone doesn't want to listen to them. I will do them anyway. Do what I want! Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. So, I'm hoping to do those. I have done some of those before, and they went down pretty well. They are always completely improvised, so... Yeah, they might be hit or miss, but that will be coming forward. What else? Singing. I'm going to be doing more singing. I'm not insane. I'm not completely insane. I know that I don't have a wonderful singing voice, but I do enjoy it. So I'm going to pick some ridiculous songs, and I'm going to sing them. Oh, pardon me! So rude! Okay, I'm also thinking of doing some more guided relaxations. Yeah, what? You're making it so hard! Guided relaxation audios. I did one, Count Stars With Me, I think it was called. I really liked the slower pace. I really want to explore my recording options. I don't have a stereo setup as such, but I work with multiple feeds, so I can kind of edit something which will make you feel like you are surrounded by tart, and I think that might be nice to have something binaural. Am I saying that right? Sure. Something that's just very immersive and relaxing. Maybe with some binaural... Wow. Maybe with some binaural beats. If I can figure out what the fuck they are. How about bedtime stories? I've always been a bit... about it. Because there are so many people out there who do it so amazing. I left my notifications on. Oh, I'm such an amateur. Oh, bad tart. I like the idea of reading stories. They're not going to be fantastic. They won't be 100% professional. But I think it's something that I want to do, so I'm going to do it. This is not so much an update as a, I might do this. I want to do it. I'm going to do it. You're going to have to put up with them. Sort of audio. What else? Okay. This is a big thing. For me, not for you. The Great British Bake Off. I fucking love that shit. I really do. And last year, I did record some audios around it. This year... Oh my god, I'm going to do so many audios. I'm going to do a, I don't know, would you call it a commentary, maybe, on some episodes? My first impressions. That will be very interesting. Yeah, we'll go with interesting. I'm going to do episode reaction or videos, which will be erotic. That will be interesting, and it's just going to be something I like. Again, that's kind of going to fix into the, it's kind of going to be, it's going to be Meccano. If you don't know what Meccano is, Google it. There'll be a bit of wrenching and a bit of, oh, why won't this bugger fit? But I'm going to make like a nice series, and it'll be very warm and relationshipy, and yeah, because I love that fucking program and I want to share it. This will never be posted. This update, oh, it's so messy, it's so randy, it's just so... So, yeah, I will say that's August. Woo! Go August! I need more tea. I sounded a bit like a Dalek there. I am questioning the wisdom of doing a Dalek impression at this precise moment in time. Nope, not doing it. I'm thinking it. In my head, I'm a Dalek. Ooh. See, this is how I get ideas for voicemails. Now I've got an idea for a voicemail where I'm being chased by a Dalek who wants my tea. Completely absurd as a way to wake you up, but that's how my ideas come. I am a special kind of person. Okay. And I'm getting the hiccups. Oh, I don't want the hiccups. I sound so ridiculous when I hiccup. No hiccups. No hiccups. No. This is someone fighting off the hiccups. Because I sound like a hamster when I hiccup. No. Okay, we'll leave it there. That's 18 minutes of your life that you will not get back. Sorry. So sorry. So very sorry. Not really. Not at all sorry. Oh, fuck me.